larger than life.
Yeah! You said!
Launch timers.
I'm on my way, I'm making it.
This is the Matt Thomas Show.
Woo-hoo! 12:01 in H-Town. What's happening, Launch timers? Good afternoon to you and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Matt Thomas Show on Sports Talk 790 alongside Ross Villarreal and Trey Campbell, our producer. Are we going to get Noah back tomorrow? Is that the game plan? What do we hear?
I don't know. When is his triumphant return?
I don't know.
I guess Trey would have the deets on that.
Yeah. He says he has to be medically cleared tomorrow. That's the plan.
Medically cleared to come push up some buttons?
Yeah. We don't medically clear Ross for this show.
Yeah, come on.
Ross has got tons
I've been hanging by a thread for a couple years.
Yeah,
that's true.
And he's played hurt.
Yeah, that's right.
I have a bad thyroid.
You're like the Martin Maldonado. You're getting hurt all the time and playing through pain. I appreciate
a little pudgy.
That.
I got you.
Well,
it works.
I think your batting average is about pretty similar.
Hey, I'll take that.
That's a comment towards you.
I will take it. That's what I just said. That I agree.
All right. On the radio show today, we got gut feelings, and boy, I've got a bunch of them today. You're going to want to write these bad boys down.
I do. That's what we do in the segment.
But I'm saying you're really going to want to write these down.
No, I'm going to write them down.
Because
how the segment goes.
When they hit, I'm going to be Mr. Braggadocious. You know, they normally call me Mr. Modesty.
Yeah, nobody ever calls you that probably since you've been like in second grade.
No. Mr. Modesty is my second name.
But yeah, along with Mr. Analogy.
But I'm going to hit on some here. Now, we won't be able to have some answers on this for a while, but I have been thinking about these gut feelings for several days.
Okay.
You know, last Tuesday I didn't do a gut feeling because I wasn't here. So I've got a bunch built up. That'll be coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Can't wait.
Jonathan Alexander from the Texans from the Chronicle joins us at 2:30 today to discuss all things. Remember those Commanders were supposed to be a gimme win for the Texans yesterday? We talked a little bit about, they'll get this one.
Well, not a gimme. I think they're still dogs. We can find the line.
How about the Washington Commanders? Now, granted, I didn't see the game because I was busy calling the Rockets and the Clippers. Mm. But
I had an eye on it.
They beat the Eagles. Taylor Heinicke, one of the all-time Texan greats.
Mm-hmm. Legendary
goes
Texan.
Goes somewhere else and has success.
We've never seen that before.
The Commanders score 16 points off of Philadelphia Eagle turnovers and win the game. And then apparently there is a video going out or some sort of, I've not seen it yet, but Taylor Heinicke had a couple of brewskis on the short one-hour flight between Washington and Philadelphia.
He was having some bush lattes.
He really spares no expense when it comes to the high-end beverages.
Why are those even on the plane? I don't know.
All right, I'm going to ask you this real quick question.
Okay.
And I have a list of about three things. What are the cheapest things in your life that you purchase that you love the most? And I will give you some of mine.
Okay, well, first of all, McRib is number one for you.
The McRib is number one.
Disgusting press gristle sheet.
Number two, I loved cream corn in the can.
Okay.
You know, like you go to the store and get Green Giant cream corn or the Libby's or whatever it is. I love cream corn. And that's about 80.
Vienna sausages?
No.
I like Wolf chili.
That's cheap. But you absolutely just enjoy the taste of Wolf brand chili.
Yeah, what do you mean? It's delicious.
What do you mean? It's gross.
It's amazing on a hot dog. Now, I'm not just firing up a can of chili and sticking a spoon in there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I want you to dumb it down even further. What are things that you absolutely love that are ridiculously
super
cheap?
Super cheap.
You know, I also like...
Trey's been raising his hand for like 3 minutes.
Come on, Trey, get in here.
Like he's in second grade waiting for the teacher to call on him.
The cheap thing that I like to purchase is either ramen noodles or wired coat hangers.
All right.
Wired coat hangers? You can't buy those. You get them from the cleaners.
Yeah, I've had one since I've been in the womb, so I've always loved those. I've always collected those.
You know,
abortion joke?
I throw mine away at home. Would you like me to bring you some wired hangers tomorrow?
Do they have the cardboard on the bottom?
Not usually, no.
Okay, never mind then.
All right.
It has to be the cardboard.
All right.
My favorite treat are those pecan twirls.
Those are good.
Those are cheap, too. Those two, you get two for those for a buck.
Those are like Little Debbie's or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They can make them.
That's fine.
But those are my absolute cheat enjoyments in life. I love the McRib.
I think it's harder to come up with things that I spend extra on, Matt.
Well, but I mean, you have expensive tastes on certain things.
Not really.
Like, I don't drink cheap beer.
Oh, I drink cheap beer. I'll drink a Lone Star. How about that?
That's cheap.
Cheap liquor. I'll drink the well. If we're doing a shot of tequila, we did one in Lake Charles. I got the well tequila. I don't care. I don't need to spend a little extra Don Julio.
I drank Sex on the Beach. It was high quality.
Oh, my God. You're such a weirdo.
What about tobacco-flavored tequila? Mm.
Now, that sounds disgusting.
It is. It's terrible. It's one of the worst things I've ever drank.
First of all, I don't think tobacco's ever tasting good to begin with.
That's true.
Unless you're into that sort of thing. But all right, let's move forward.
Unless you're Bill Clinton.
Exactly, I think. Okay, so the Rafael Montero deal is done.
Yes.
3 years.
It's official.
It's an insanely amount of money.
Well, he is one of the highest paid relievers in baseball now.
He's got to be the highest paid eighth inning reliever in baseball. Martin Maldonado gets himself his hernia surgery underway and a nice picture that Chandler Rome sent. I wonder if he's the type of guy that's going to send a gift to the hospital. What kind of gift do you give to somebody that's been in the hospital, that gets in the hospital, that's worth several $1 million and just got a World Series ring not too long ago?
I'm not sending him anything.
Candy?
Yeah, he made like $5 million last year.
Do grown men send flowers to each other?
I don't think normally, no.
Like, I have a hernia right now.
Okay.
That I have not gotten taken
care
of. Are
you going to get surgery?
And I'm probably going to get taken care of sometime next year.
Okay.
Would you send me flowers?
I'm not sending you anything.
You're not going to call me?
Do you want me to?
How you doing?
Do you want me to?
Well, I mean, I would hope that you'd check on me.
I don't feel like you care to hear from me or not.
I haven't sent no anything, but I check on him.
Oh, I haven't checked on him.
Well, that's no surprise coming from you.
He's fine.
No, he's not. He's had multiple surgeries on his nose. I don't think he's fine.
Well, I can't believe you haven't checked on him, Ross.
Me half-heartedly asking how you are isn't really going to change his life, is he?
But he appreciates it.
You think so?
You're his friend.
You know, am I?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to check on him right now.
Oh,
this is a guilt one.
You into it. Yeah.
I mean, I guess. I really don't. He'll be fine, right? He's young.
He'll be fine. He's been gone for 3 weeks.
All right, here we go.
Something is up.
Again.
Are you alive? There, I just sent it.
That's not a nice thing to say.
What do you mean?
Can't wait to get you back soon.
A sociopath.
How does it get more genuine than are you alive? I'm concerned for if he's even alive.
Are you? You know what? Are you in charge of a greeting card company?
No.
That's great, because you'd have to be a terrible greeting card person.
My cards would be great.
No, yours is disgusting.
It is your birthday.
You just said, are you alive? What a sweet thing to say.
Another year has passed.
No wonder people consider you mean.
Sorry your mom died.
Oh, this is the worst. Let me just say, this is once again showing you how fraudulent you are as a human
being. What do you even mean?
Yeah. Are you alive?
Yeah.
What you should have put in there does your nose still hurt?
Okay, here. He said he's listening, by the way.
No, I care about you.
I know.
Even Trey cares about you. Ross can give two craps about you.
Noah should be happy that I know that he's all right.
You didn't know. I had to guilt you in the check-in.
You said he's going to be back tomorrow.
Three surgeries.
What are you talking? Of course I knew he had three surgeries.
Yeah, because we told you.
See, he's getting an update at the doctor. Oh, there. My heart can rest easy now.
You made fun of him for not being medically cleared.
I didn't make fun of anybody.
You're all like, oh, you got to press some buttons.
Yeah. What kind of medical clearance do you need to be a producer?
He may never smell again, Ross.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big loss, actually.
It is a big loss.
Although, around these parts, maybe not the biggest loss.
I mean, that's true.
You go to the Den of Doom, and you'll be not regretting
into
that.
Seeping into the hallway yesterday.
Are you talking about
I
how
was
it
at,
smells like shoes?
No.
No.
It wasn't shoes. You're close, though, with
Yeah.
All right. I was at the elevator and I could smell the bathroom yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's
just
terrible.
Bad.
You know what I'm doing right this second?
I don't know.
We're going to segue properly
Please.
Here. We're going to give away a pair of tickets for the Rockets Oklahoma City game right this second.
Really?
Yes.
The top two teams in the league?
No, they're not top two. They're close.
They are top two in one thing. Can you guess what?
Offensive rebounding.
Or you could say bottom two, I suppose.
Oh. Points per game?
They're the two youngest teams in the NBA.
Oh, that makes sense. All right. Pair of tickets right now to 713-212-5790. But you have to go. Rockets versus Oklahoma City. It's on November the 26th, which is 11 days from now. So if you can clear your calendar, check out a little NBA basketball. We have a pair
of
tickets.
It's a Saturday.
For the Rock. Oh, it's a Saturday night for the Rockets and Thunder? That's a way to spend a Saturday night.
Yeah, I think so.
Take a date. Go have some dinner beforehand.
Sure.
Maybe a couple of pops after. I'll meet you out maybe.
It'll be 2 days after Thanksgiving, so you have a turkey sandwich before you head out.
then no, you cannot eat turkey before you go to a Rockets game. You don't want to fall asleep in the arena.
That's a myth.
By the way, my son yesterday got one of the big pretzels from the concession stand.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me a small piece to have at halftime. Mm-hmm. It was delicious. It was an unsung concession food. It was underrated and delicious.
Yeah, soft pretzels are good. I don't know.
But some soft pretzels you get are barely cooked. This one was.
Was it crispy?
Bavarian. It was cooked.
You don't know if it was Bavarian.
It was Bavarian.
You don't know that.
It was a thick pretzel.
It didn't literally come from Germany into the Toyota Center.
It did.
It didn't.
It was hand shipped. All right.
A guy named Hans served it to us.
So what color are we going to go with on the prize there? What do you want to go with?
We already got seven or six.
Six. What do you want to do?
I feel like we should shouldn't we ask a trivia question?
Nah, we're just doing it on the kindness of our heart.
Oh, okay. Forget it.
But we'll do some other things. We got some more tickets to give away this week.
All right. Well, then what are you doing? Caller number what? Seven?
Caller seven.
For $790?
$790.
Okay.
And we are the seventh best sports show in the marketplace.
I think so. We're top seven.
I think we're definitely top seven. All right. We've got an article to get to from Passy. By the way, Passy thinks the Astros players like him. Passy, if you're listening, they don't like you. They just don't. And so he's all butthurt because Houston sports media gets all over Passy. We get over Passy because he's a douche. That's the reason we get over him. We don't get all over Bob Nightingale because he's a bad person. We get over Bob Nightingale because he doesn't get things right. We get over John Heyman because John Heyman is a douche. I mean, we don't go over every national writer. We just go over the ones we don't like. It's just their typical arrogance. But I will say this. Jeff Passan has a very good article out about how the sausage, Rossi, is made in the Astros organization.
I wish I could see it.
I'll give you the highlights when we come back.
ESPN Plus, I'm not happy with you. My ESPN Plus is broken.
And by the way, nobody should be paying for ESPN Plus Passan articles.
Well,
buy ESPN Plus to watch games you don't normally see. You're not buying for articles.
It's like basically how you have to catch all U of H football games.
Cougars in East Carolina on 950 KPRC for absolute free this Saturday. Noon pregame show with me, 1 o'clock kickoff from Greenville, North Carolina. The game will be televised, however, on ESPN Plus.
Wait, was I right? Are they really on ESPN?
They're on ESPN Plus.
That's funny.
Hey, my team's going to a bowl game. Is yours?
They're bowl eligible right now, yes.
You want to face each other in a bowl game? Let's go.
You want to get blown out?
By not your squad.
Yes, they are.
You guys don't even score.
Oh, my God. Stop. Quinn Ewers and his broken arm will throw for 300 against that defense.
That's so false. All right, 713-212-5790. 713-212-5790. Please stop calling. We do have a winner for those Rockets tickets against Oklahoma City. We'll be giving away sporadically over the next week or so because that game is going to be a big one. November 26th, inside Toyota Center. Want to offer you a free examination and consultation with a medical doctor through Silverleaf Medical Clinic at 713-843-7000. If you've been struggling with erectile dysfunction, there is great news I have for you. There is finally a treatment for ED that does not require pills or injections or surgery. It is a medical breakthrough, and it's through Silverleaf Medical Clinic, 713-843-7000. They have the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy designed to improve the blood flow and reverse ED and restore natural performance in the bedroom. Call right now, 713-843-7000. Get a free examination and consultation with a medical doctor, a free blood flow ultrasound, and a special gift that will produce instant results in the bedroom. It's all valued at $500. You want your ED to go away? Let the folks at Silverleaf Medical Clinic help. 713-843-7000. 713-843-7000. Check out their websites. Easy to navigate. SilverleafMedicalClinic.com.
How about the Masto?
When everyone sobers up, feel the awesomeness of Houston Astros baseball during the offseason.
What an amazing feeling.
Sports Talk 790. Proud home of your world champion, Houston Astros.
/12:19, Sports Talk 790. Matt Thomas with you along with Ross. And We got Trey with us here as well. We have you at 713-212-5790. 713-212-5790. If you have ESPN Plus, you can go read the Passy article. It's all accurate as far as I'm concerned. I don't think there's anything fluff. Is there agenda pushing? Of course there is. Anytime that you get information from sources within an organization, you're going to see a spin to it. That's okay. I mean, that's what people do. I have this guy or people that want to whisper things to me, and I want to tell you what's going on. And to give you the general rundown, and if you don't have ESPN Plus, basically, Jim Crane is with a way, way, way more hands-on approach to running the Astros organization than he was under Jeff Luhnow, and that he is taking a lot of advice from two people in particular. One is Reggie Jackson, and one is Jeffrey Allen Bagwell. And as far as I'm concerned, you know me. You and I have talked about this before. I don't want all these baseball geeks running my baseball operation. So what? Am I right?
Why not? Jeff Luhnow is a baseball geek, and he brought this organization to heights it's never seen before.
But there are also as many failures as there are success rates, too. We just happen to catch a good one.
Okay.
So
you want somebody with some old-fashioned gumption and some want-to and some...
No, I didn't say
there's
that.
There's analytic geeks are running every single franchise, yeah. Not only in baseball, but in basketball
right.
as well.
But it's starting to happen in football, too.
But
I don't want it to be 100% geeks.
Okay.
And frankly, when the Astros, you know, Jeff Luhnow had lieutenants when he was here. Two of them were baseball guys. One, Craig Biggio, and one is Enos Cabell, who both are still associated with the organization.
Okay. But Craig Biggio wasn't out there scouting and hitting the pavement or anything like that.
Nor is Jeff Bagwell either. That's what's a little bit of a concern to me is that Jeffrey Bagwell, as great as he is not putting in an 8-hour day looking at the Astros organization. He probably is watching games. He's probably run down to spring training a couple of times. He maybe have checked in on a couple of minor league games. But by no means is Jeff Bagwell in his part of his life putting in the hours that it would take to be a real de facto assistant general manager. Reggie Jackson is in his 70s. Reggie Jackson has tried on multiple occasions to be a front office and or ownership group with Major League Baseball teams and has so far struck out. Reggie Jackson on the field, one of the greatest of all time. He has no record of any sort of leadership skills except being like a special advisor to the Yankees many, many years ago. Bottom line is this. It sounds like to me, if you read the article, that those two gentlemen had a much bigger role in the organization than probably James Click wanted as a general manager. And that I think a lot of the decisions that were being made or not made, or the advice that was given, wasn't coming from GM to owner. It was coming from Jeff Bagwell and Reggie Jackson to the owner. So with all that being said, I've told this to people within the last 24 hours, 36 hours, even before last week. It really doesn't matter where you get the advice from. It really doesn't matter the management style. As long as there's no illegal activity going on with the Astros organization, Jim Crane can kind of run it the way he wants to run it. His management style may not be for everybody. His management style may turn off some people. Clearly, there was a clash in personality between Click and Crane. But the end results are this city is celebrating a World Series championship. This city will continue to celebrate a World Series championship. And Rossi, there will be 30 and 40 and 50-year anniversaries of this baseball team being celebrated. 2022 will never, ever, ever be forgotten, especially after what happened in 2017. So for anybody that reads the article and says, how dare the Astros run their business this way, first of all, you may get that from people outside of Houston, but I think people in Houston just don't care. You don't care how the sausage is made. The sausage tastes good, and you're getting a...
Go ahead and clip that. Thank you. Go ahead.
The sausage.
You were saying the sausage tastes good. Go ahead.
Does it matter how the sausage is made?
I think eventually down the road, yes.
But who cares about it right now?
Nobody cares about it right now. You're not going to. Because they just won the World Series.
That's right.
Jim Crane feels like he can do whatever he wants. And you know what? It's hard to keep championship windows over a long period of time anyways. So who knows? I'm not saying that he should have kept James Click and doesn't know what he's doing. I'm just a little weary of an owner getting involved so heavily in all of these affairs of, look, I mean, doing the occasional free agent contract, I guess that makes sense, but there's just so much that goes into everything, and there are people who are doing this whole thing by committee. I would say I'm concerned for the long term. For right now, it's fine. The Astros, you put Matt Thomas at general manager right now, the Astros are going to be good next year. The Astros are probably going to be good the year after that. There's a lot of pieces in place right now.
You want long-term sustained success. I get it.
But also, that's hard to do anywhere.
Yeah. Because the window we had even talked about before the start of this season was starting to close a little bit because you didn't know about Justin Verlander. Yeah. You didn't know about Lance McCullers. Jose Altuve was kind of no longer the 200-hit kid anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every question mark coming into this season.
You missed out on Carlos Correa. You missed out on Gerrit Cole. You missed out on George Springer. You figured at some point all those losses would pile up to a team that would underperform.
Yeah, there were home runs all over the place for the Astros to win a World Series. I mean, Justin Verlander, even though he wasn't good in the playoffs, it was a home run the way that he pitched. It was a huge question mark for him not pitching for 2 years. A lot of the bullpen, Rafael Montero coming out of nowhere, career ERA around 5. And having a career year. Jeremy Pena he was climbing up the prospects list coming into the season, but nobody thought he was going to be as good as he was. You hit a home run there. So I don't want to say necessarily you got lucky, but then Lance McCullers Jr. came back and he was good. Framber Valdez had a great year. Remember how bad he was in the playoffs last year? You didn't know how he was going to be. So, yeah, it was like a check after check after check. That's why they won 106 games in the World Series.
The article is 100% accurate. I believe it to be. I don't think there's anything that is made up or exaggerated. And I would think if the Astros had won 80 games this year or had lost in the first round of the playoffs or had not made the playoffs, this sort of article would have been an absolute 100% firestorm. But timing's everything. You win the World Series, you don't care. And that's what I think, generally speaking, I think the baseball fan, I mean, I'm looking on Twitter, everybody's going, well, Jim, what has Jim Crane done wrong? All he's done is bring two World Series to this team, this city. All he's done is bring 6 American League Championship appearances. It's about scoreboard. And the intricacies and the nuances of an Astros front office, as dysfunctional as it sounds, and that's not the way I would do it. And I wouldn't let my general manager go. I'm not running the operation. So, Passan's article, my guess, completely accurate. Generally speaking, Houston don't care. World Series champions. And that's the end of the story right there on that. I don't think you can get into this deep dive of, is Jeff Bagwell bad for the Astros?
Wait, we won't know the answer to these questions for several years.
But here's the thing you can't assume either way. You can't assume this is the right way or the wrong way. You can't assume if you gave James Click a 4-year extension that things would be great for the next 4 years.
That's true. It's hard to keep a championship window as open as the Astros have. It is rare. It's basically, in recent memory, it's like the late 90s, early 2000 Yankees, and it's the 90s Braves that comes to mind.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, 1228 Sports Talk 790. It is the Matt Thomas Show. 713-212-5790. 713-212-5790. We have Gut Feelings coming up in 30 minutes from now. At 2:30, we'll talk to Jonathan Alexander on the Texans beat from the Houston Chronicle. And between then and now, we talk with you at 713-212-5790. 713-212-5790. Want to spend a little bit of time here for Classic Chevy Sugarland and Classic Chevy Highway 6. 843 vehicles are now available right now by going to classicchevysugarland.com. We're talking about cash allowances on some of their best vehicles out there, cyber cash allowances. You can schedule service on their website. You can apply for credit. You can find out what's available. You can find out the specials. It's a really easy to navigate website, and check it out now, because a lot of people, when they go buy vehicles, are looking on their websites first to see what they have available and to see what fits their needs in terms of the type of vehicle and how much it costs. Do yourself a favor and find out what you can get today by going to ClassicChevySugarland.com and ClassicChevyHighway6.com, the GM dealers of the year, and they've been that way for 12 years in a row. On location at Highway 98 and 59, that's where Sugarland is. The Highway 6 location is at the corner of Highway 6 and Beechnut. That location is open on Sundays. But best yet, check out them online at ClassicChevySugarland.com and ClassicChevyHighway6.com. It is 12:33 on the Matt Thomas Show, Sports Talk 790-713-212-5790. 713-212-5790. Rockets lost last night to the L.A. Clippers, and it looks like a little frustration kicked in yesterday, especially the fact that Paul George didn't play the fourth quarter and the Clippers comfortably won the basketball game. Looked like a lot of ISO, and looked like Eric Gordon wasn't overly pleased with the ISO play last night. He went to his Twitter account with the, "Ooh, I'm mad."
Yeah, but he could be mad about anything, Matt. Maybe he stubbed his toe on the way out of the arena.
Not 20 minutes after the game.
Oh, probably not.
Probably not. I don't know. It's losing sucks.
Yeah, it's not good.
Losing absolutely sucks.
Mm-hmm. This is the thing. And a lot of people are already upset, and they want Steven Silas fired, and he's costing the team. I mean, I would say on a night-in, night-out basis, and I think Steven Silas is a good coach, they're playing teams that are more talented than them. Who on the Rockets is better than Paul George? Nobody.
No.
How many players in the Rockets are even better than, say, Reggie Jackson? Jalen Green, for sure. Kevin Porter Jr., you would hope. But, I mean, at this moment, right now, I don't know. Do they have a better big man than Ivica Zubac right now? Şengün is decent. Jabari Smith Jr. is growing, and this is even without Kawhi Leonard or John Wall.
Rebuilds are very painful.
They are. And they're disappointing right now for sure. But I just am of the opinion it's not like Steven Silas is holding them back. He's not having them turn over the ball 26 times against the Pelicans. And last night it just wasn't good. Outside of like a few fun dunks from KJ Martin, who needs to be in the dunk contest, by the way.
Who doesn't? Hated the taunting technical foul too right after.
I mean, he kind of bumped him a little bit. I felt like it was a little, not ticky-tack, but well, they could have let that slide. Then he showed up to, you know how they tell you not to look at the player? He looked at the crowd after that.
Yeah, you just, I think it was more of the chest bump and the
little bit of a chest bump. They missed the free throw anyways.
It was blessing.
Ball don't lie.
Yeah, ball don't lie. 713-212-5790. 713-212-5790. Doug is with us on the Matt Thomas Show at 12:36. Doug, what do you got today?
Howdy, boys. How are y'all?
Well.
Excellent. Hey, I wanted to call and talk about the Jeff Passan article. Unfortunately, I can't get that 10 minutes back because it was just a big old nothing burger. I mean, that's really all it was. I mean, everybody that follows the Astros knows that James Click probably wasn't going to be back. And like y'all just said, I mean, you really don't have to do anything to the Astros until 2024 at the earliest. I mean, I guess you would maybe want somebody that knows something about arbitration around February or March at this point. But I just can't think of the reason why we need to rush out and go find some guy that we may need to go through and hire somebody else next year. I just think they want to make the right hire.
The most interesting name in that group, and thanks, AD, for the phone call. We appreciate it. The most interesting name to me, Rossi, Brad Ausmus was cited in town this past week talking to Jeffrey Allen Bagwell. Teammates.
Yes.
Has experience both as a on-field manager with two different teams and as a front office with, I believe, the Angels.
Okay. Front office of the Angels has been great.
You know, I don't look. I covered Brad as a player. I don't know him any more than that.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah, I don't think
he's been around
dumb.
The game.
Been around a long, long time.
He was the one of the original ladies swoon Astros players.
Him and Mike Hampton both. Holy yes. smokes!
Right now, of course, it's Jeremy Pena who is the toast of the town.
Yeah, and serving chicken nuggets to people.
Well, tenders.
Yeah, they don't have nuggets there. I wish they did. That'd be great.
What's the difference?
There's a big difference. Nuggets are smaller.
Nuggets are smaller, and usually it's basically reconstructed chicken parts. Tenders, what you would hope would be all white meat chicken, hand-breaded.
At Big City Wings.
Yes.
Great place.
Yeah, there you go.
Boneless Thursdays tomorrow.
So it feels like to me, if Brad Ausmus is in the mix and he's being seriously considered, that the Crane wants more of a little bit more of a baseball approach, which would be, frankly, the opposite of how this organization became who they are by hiring, as we would say, the geeks.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie Jackson is 70 plus years old. Jeff Bagwell likes going to the games. He likes doing some games on the radio. But by no means is he pounding the research and discussing what's going on up and down this organization. He doesn't wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning and does a deep dive into the Astros organization. So you're going with two fringe guys who might be just excited to be along for the ride. Basically you have these baseball guys that are sort of involved, and then you tell the baseball geeks who are full-time involved, go do some research on these people. Is that how it's going to work? I mean, I guess, again, I don't think the general public particularly cares because the formula so far has worked out well, especially now that Jim Crane is heavily involved, and Jim Crane apparently was part of this huge negotiation with Rafael Montero to get him the crazy money that he got. Good for Ron Montero. But, it's just a weird timing for an article like that to come out. Not surprising that it did, because you did have a general manager who was out of work and people were kind of curious how a general manager of a team that wins a World Series is relieved of his duties. But it's all about the audience. And there are people around the water cooler. You and I both have lots of diehard good friends of ours that are diehard Astro fans that aren't in the media business. They're just fans of their particular team. I can guarantee if I go to my 25 closest friends who are not in media that are Astro fans that are like, what do you think about all this James Click stuff? Their common answer would be, sorry to hear it happen, but we trust Jim Crane. And Jim Crane has this buffer zone of trust right now because he's been able to put this team as the owner, as the most important figurehead in the organization, in a baseball dynasty mode. That's what we're in right now.
He's got a lot of credit with the house right now. He's a two-time World Series champion.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that he's perfect and infallible. And that he should be running everything and he can just go fire everyone and then hire his buddies that he leans on. And Jeff Bagwell and Reggie Jackson are going to just keep running this ship and keep it humming along.
But actually, it does mean he can do that.
I mean, he can. It's his team.
That's right.
But that doesn't mean people can't question him.
No.
That doesn't mean I'm not concerned. That doesn't mean I'm not a little bit weary of an owner getting so heavily involved in all this because it's not commonplace.
And the common theme is he Jerry Jonesing the situation?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jerry Jones hasn't been relevant in running a football team in 30 years. It's been that long, basically, right? Since they won the World Championships?
Yeah, well, it's almost 30 years,
almost
95.
30 years. So what I think people are afraid of when you go to the Jerry Jones card is the little taste of success he got early on has him so involved. Now Jim Crane doesn't have time to be the general manager mm-hmm. of the Astros. He just doesn't. He's got his logistics company. He's got a lot of things going on. Do I believe that he's much more vested in the day-to-day operation of the Astros than he was 5 years ago? Absolutely. But when you have to carry the stain of a 2017 cheating scandal on you, my guess is that if we were the owners of the team, we probably would have a little bit more of a vested interest in it. We would want to watch over some things. And let's face it, most billionaires aren't sweet people. They're cutthroat.
Yes.
Give me some more words.
Self-aggrandizing.
Well, that's a huge one. Passionate, powerful. Give me results now. I don't want to wait till later. Why isn't this working out? I was able to do this. Why can't you? Always asking for one step more than what you're willing to give or can give at this moment. I mean, they're just, who is the nicest billionaire in the world? You want to, I mean, it's just, is it the guy in Omaha, Warren Buffett?
I guess. Is he a nice guy? I don't know.
He was on a CBS show a few years ago. It seemed very pleasant to me.
George Soros.
What does he do?
He's a heavy Democratic donator. I don't know how good of a person he is.
What made you bring up his name?
Because I just looked up the America's Top Givers, and he was like number 3.
No, that's because you give things doesn't mean you're nice.
That's true.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg gave away a bunch of money. Seems like a D-bag.
I don't think he's very nice
Bill
at all.
Gates gave away a
Tillman
bunch of money.
Tillman Fertitta, is he nice?
He's nice to me.
There you go.
Well, cutthroat.
You answered your own question.
I think he's a tycoon.
Yeah.
He goes after things.
He's a cutthroat businessman, I would say.
He's all about the business.
Yeah, that's okay.
He wants results.
he's not getting them.
Well, it's been a good investment for him.
Restaurant Empire's doing better.
Restaurant's doing very well. He's taking my money from the casino, so he's winning on that.
Oof.
Way too much money of mine, actually.
Craps table, that's hitting so hard these days, Matty.
I've given up on craps, and it pisses me
off. Oh, my God.
You haven't. So disappointed.
You're going to be playing craps 30 years from now.
It's true. You walk me to the table?
I'll shuffle you over there in your walker.
What if I'm in a wheelchair? Will you push me over there?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, of course. Let me handle your wallet, too, Matt.
You would do that.
Oh, man. I can't believe you lost all that money last night.
Ross, you would do that, but you wouldn't even check on somebody who broke their nose?
Mm-hmm. Because
he's fine.
Because there's a financial implication.
There's no financial implication.
He's going to take money out of my wallet.
Oh, wow. Yeah, your wallet's really light today, Matt. That's crazy.
Anyways, he had a
rough run of it at the table today.
So let me ask you, I'm going to ask this question to the Astros audience. And regardless of whether or not you read the Jeff Passan article, a.k.a. Passy. And again, this is a common crutch phrase in the last 10 years of talking about this type of thing. Right now, as you speak, do you care how the sausage is made? Do you care that Jeff Passan put on an article saying how interesting and perhaps, that's not ruthless would be the term I would use, how aggressive the Astros organization is in giving power to two guys that probably don't put a 40-hour work weekend down on the Astros. If Jeff Bagwell and Reggie Jackson are carrying this sort of power, is that a good sign for the Astros organization? Or do you go, you know what, honestly? World Series champions, baby! 713-212-5790.
BUSR.com/iHeart. You say, what is that? That is the website you need to know if you want to get some action down. And look, I said this before, I had a pretty good weekend over on BUSR.com/iHeart, and I was getting a little college action down, getting some NFL as well. They have horse racing, any league you're looking to bet on. You've got the World Cup coming up. You want to bet futures on that. They've also got a prop builder. Anything you're looking to do, you go to BUSR.com, but make sure you remember /iHeart, because when you put /iHeart, you get the 150% free match of your deposit up to $2,500. They've also got referral bonuses up to $250, casino bonuses, and more. So you sign up with your friends, you're going to get $250 as well. You deposit $200, they're going to give you $300. You deposit $500, they're going to give you $750 for free at BUSR.com/iHeart. Stellar 24/7 customer support. Fast payouts. They accept cryptocurrency deposits as well. It's all at BUSR.com/iHeart. That's BUSR.com/iHeart.
It is the Matt Thomas Show on Sports Talk 790 with a focused, in tune Ross Villarreal.
I'm sorry, Matt.
I want you to get rid of your...
I'm so pissed off about this ESPN thing.
Get rid of your Apple Watch. It's really annoying.
Why? What did I do?
Because you check it all the time.
That's not true.
It is true. I see you all the time.
Whatever. My ESPN Plus is fixed now, so I'm not going to have to tell them to shut their bum asses up tomorrow.
You're priceless. You really are.
Thank you.
Come on in. What's going on?
What's Trey doing in here?
Is this food or what is this?
It's a package.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. You can talk, Trey.
Trey, what is it?
He's not talking.
He doesn't want to talk. Open it up. What is it?
Trey's walked in here with a golden package.
It's a golden package of something.
No, this is an anthrax, is it?
It's not going to explode or anything, is it?
Okay.
Let's see. What is it?
Oh, it is food. Oh.
Is this a McRib? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, are these the homemade McRibs?
These are the homemade McRibs.
From Randy?
Randy.
I think. Because he said he was going to make us some. Brandon.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that.
It looks like it has actual pork
meat.
It's
got real rib on it.
Yeah, that's good.
Shout out to him. You can have one. Yeah, of course you have one.
Trey's going, can I have one?
Trey, you can have two.
You know what, Trey? You can have one. Are we sure these aren't poisoned?
No, they're not poisoned. Our audience wouldn't make us sick, at least intentionally.
Brandon. I'm just a little worried. I mean, if it's like one of those people that, if it was like Jameson or somebody you yelled at, or that other guy.
I've yelled at a lot of people over my
life. That other guy,
life.
Tony. I can't remember what you're yelling about him, yelling at him about. Hey, this feels good. I might stand up on the show. Let's make you uncomfortable. It's all right.
It's fine. Why do you want to stand up?
Well, I was trying to get a look at the chicken sandwich or the pork sandwiches
got. These are the real life McRibs.
Yes.
Very nice.
Shout out Brandon. Appreciate you.
All right, Brandon. We love you like a stepbrother.
Wait, it's not this Brandon, is it?
I don't know.
Probably not.
It could be.
Maybe.
Let's go and find out. I got to get the phone screener put up here. 713-212-5790. 713-212-5790. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I tried to make my private Twitter account yesterday. And so the cryptos went away. And then I unlocked it today, and they're all back.
Yeah, it's fine. They're not going to do anything to you. They're not going to hurt you, Matt. It's just bots. Welcome to Twitter.
How did this happen, Elon?
Well, there have been bots long before Elon.
But, I mean, they're really, I get 200 of these a day.
Mm-hmm. Just let them be. Speaking words of wisdom.
Will Twitter erase them for me?
Yeah, they'll probably block most of them. You can block and report them. Just do that. If they're blocking you, they won't be able to follow you.
I know that, but every time I block one, I feel like I get 10 new ones.
10 more?
Yeah. See, these are the things I live through. I have a relatively healthy life. I don't like the bots.
Yeah, if that's the biggest problem in your life is Twitter bots following you at SportsMT, you got a pretty charmed life, Matt. It's going to be okay.
That's how I feel. Brandon is with us on the Matt Thomas Show. Brandon, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Thank you, Matt. Yeah, that's me. The same Brandon.
Oh, these are the homemade McRibs. Now, where did you get this delicious rib meat?
So that's Texas Ranch, RC Ranch pork ribs. I've been smoked for 15 hours.
All
and
right.
Then glazed with a classic McRib sauce, and then house-made bread from a Lulu's Bakery here local that's been made, and then, of course, pickles and onions, all you got to get.
There you go.
I told you I was going to bring you one.
You didn't let me down. It is the ultimate McRib, the real McRib. Even though the McDonald's McRib may go away, the real McRibs will always be here, thanks to you, Brandon. Thank you very much for dropping those off. What else is on your mind today?
So much, man. I can't wait for a spring training, and we'll see what's going to happen in the office, right? I mean, it's no man's land right now, but it's going to be great, right?
You know, I don't know if it's no man's land. Thanks, Brandon, for the phone call. I mean, they're actively involved, people. Did you see the story yesterday? Anthony Rizzo is top of the list?
Yes. I'm okay with that. You would have to give up a compensatory pick.
That's right.
I think it's a second round and then $500K in international pool money.
And apparently the argument is, does Rizzo take the one-year qualifying offer deal that he got from the Yankees, or does he take less guaranteed money and sign a longer deal? So you wouldn't necessarily have to pay him more than the average, if you're giving him an extension like 3 years or 4 years, just compared to what the Yankees are willing to offer, and that's just a one-year deal.
Yeah, but I'm all in. Let's go. Let's get Rizzo up here. Or Jose Abreu.
It opens up a new world of DHing / first baseman. Yeah, I clearly, if Rizzo is on the radar, and we're only believing this because the reports are out there, that means Yuli Gurriel's days are numbered.
I would imagine so.
I don't think they're thinking if we don't sign Rizzo, we can go get Gurriel. I think they're trying to improve the position.
Unless you want to get, you think Gurriel can still play all over the infield and you want him as your utility guy.
Basically, he replaces Melendez Diaz?
Right.
Okay, I could see that. Because he can play third.
He did in Cuba. Can he still move well enough to play
if third? You're asking him to do it once every 2 weeks?
Maybe. And then, I mean, at some point, I don't know, Jeremy Pena days off. You have Bregman at short. Yuli at third?
I guess as we're talking about this, you'd want somebody a little bit younger, a little more nimble to be that utility guy.
Mesdias is no spring chicken, but you do need a utility man.
You got to replace Mauricio Dubon, too. That just didn't work out.
He's a utility man. He can play all over the place. He's just going to hit like 214.
He's going to bat his weight if he's lucky.
And he's pretty skinny.
But he's a great defensive center fielder, so
yes,
says Dusty Baker.
He's Justin Verlander's personal center field valet.
That is so crazy. All right, real quick before the top of the hour, Philip is with us on the Matt Thomas Show. Hi, Philip.
Oh, Matt.
Yes.
Hey, Matt, how you doing, man?
Wonderful.
Yeah, I think Jim Crane can do whatever he wants. You know, we just won the World Series, for crying out loud. Rizzo, I don't know about Rizzo. He's a light hitter. He hit 220, right?
He hit 32 home runs.
I'm not interested. I know, but
you're not a light hitter if you've hit 32 home runs. You're just not.
He hits 220.
Yes.
Oh, you want a Joey Gallo? I mean, I don't want that.
Hey, he is a poster child, Philip. Whether you believe it or not, he is a poster child for when the shift is eliminated, which will be starting next year. He's going to get fat and happy, and his batting average is going to go up significantly.
His batting average will go up. He still gets on base. He still walks a lot. He still had an OPS over 800, and he hit 32 bombs.
I like it.
He's not going to cost, I wouldn't give him like $35 million a year or something like that. But for a veteran guy who's hopefully going to cost you like 2 years, 40 or something like that.
Let's LFG.
Yeah, let's go.
I like hearing his name as compared to not liking hearing it and hearing the Astros want to go cheap at a position. You need power at first base. And Yuli Gurriel's best days are behind him. Thanks, Brandon. Thank you, Philip, for the phone call. Gut feelings time, Rossi.
Uh-oh.
Time to make some predictions. If you got any predictions about what's going to happen with your favorite sports teams, 713-212-5790. 713-212-5790. It is the Matt Thomas Show. We start with those gut feelings next.
This is the Matt Thomas Show.
Listen up, girls and boys.
This is their gut feeling on the Matt Thomas Show.
And this is where you call 713-212-5790. 713-212-5790. With any sports prediction that you have made in the past, and if you want to collect on it, if you've got it right, let us know and brag about yourself. Or if you want to make a prediction right now, 713-212-5790. That's 713-212-5790. Now, last Tuesday I was off. You guys, the bit must go on. What were your gut feelings of last week?
Yes. I'm sorry, Matt. We were talking fantasy football trades in the break, so I was looking at my roster.
Must
That's
be
on
nice.
Me.
Must be nice.
Yeah, how are things going? You won this week, right?
I did.
Okay.
I'm 3-6.
Yay! You're still fighting, baby.
Ugh.
I almost won.
Gross.
All right. I have... Okay, this is what I did last week. I had the Astros winning 100-plus games next year.
Ooh, interesting.
And I had as the opening day starter 2023 for your Houston Astros.
In what position?
Opening day starter.
Oh, start pitching.
Starting pitcher.
Is?
Who do you think I said?
Framber Valdez.
I said Justin Verlander. So gut feeling.
Oh, really? Have you changed your tune on this?
No, it's a gut feeling. Like, I feel I don't want to changing my tune. A gut feeling is what you think will happen, not what you want to happen.
I think
it will be Justin Verlander back. Michael Connor has already lost his. Jeff Saturday will not win a game as a Colts head coach.
That was a dumb one. That's typical soulless ginger for you, though.
Josh C. has Christian Javier, the top three of the Cy Young next year.
That's not terrible.
It's interesting.
It's a little bit of a...
Far-fetched, but it could happen.
It's 7-1.
Right. It's a long shot, but it could happen. Brad in Miami, who I don't see on the phone lines for some reason, because he had Verlander opting in.
Oh, please.
What it? Come on.
Come on.
Bradley.
Bradley, ding-dong. Come on now.
And there you go. Those are our gut feelings from last
week. All right.
Week.
I'm going to go right off the shoot here.
Uh-oh.
With the Houston Texans. You got your computer ready to go?
Yeah.
The Houston Texans will not draft a quarterback in the first round of next year's draft.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm not done.
Uh-oh.
The Houston Texans will have a new signal caller next year. His name is Jim Garoppolo.
Jimmy G. We could have traded for him all this offseason.
They can sign him as a free agent at the end of this year. Nick Caserio wants to fix the defensive line in this atrocious, record-setting run, lack thereof defense, with a couple of huge defensive players, pass rush, linebackers, D tackles, mean, ugly, bad breath type of players. They fixed their secondary last year. Receiving core hopefully gets Mechie back to help the cause next year. Nico Collins will be back. Brandon Cooks hopefully will be gone for something. They're not taking a quarterback in the first round.
Okay. By the way, the archives, you did have Dusty Baker back.
Yeah.
As Astros manager.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I just looked it. And then you also had Ranger Suarez getting tattooed by the Astros lineup.
How'd that go?
He went 5 scoreless?
Yeah. You can't hit them all.
Not exactly tattooed.
Oh, by the way, Washington beats the Texans by a touchdown this week.
Oh, wow.
Washington, hashtag comfortable cover against the Texans.
Wins against Texans the by at least a touchdown.
Are feeling very good about themselves. You know how high they are after knocking off the Eagles last night?
Short week.
Doesn't matter. Short flight. A couple of PBRs on a flight home to Houston will be just fine.
No, they're doing Bush Lights, I think.
Sorry.
By the way, 3-point favorites are the Commanders at the Houston Texans.
So it went up a half point. Mm-hmm. That's kind of makes a lot of sense.
3.5 in some shops.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
713-212-5790. If you got any predictions, let us know. 713-212-5790. So let's recap mine.
Okay.
Texans cover. Commanders cover. I say by a touchdown. And the Texans will not draft a quarterback with either one of their two first-round picks.
Interesting.
And are you ready for another one? I got so much here.
Okay.
What is today's date? The 15th?
Yeah.
By this time next week, we will not have a new general manager for the Astros.
Okay.
You know, my committee thought was kind of a crazy one a couple days ago. It's certainly by committee right now. I think it'll be at least another week.
You were just unloading.
Yeah.
On the gut feelings.
What you got?
Nothing.
You really know?
I got a Rockets one, but I don't know if I want to do it.
Because you want to hurt feelings?
It's just something I feel in my gut, but I don't feel good about it.
Go ahead. Knock it out.
Steven Silas.
What about him?
Will not coach the Rockets next year.
That hurts my feelings.
It hurts me too. I like Coach Silas.
Because I like Coach Silas a lot.
Me too.
I hope you're wrong.
I don't think he's holding the team back, but somebody's...
You're saying somebody's going to be the fall guy. Mm-hmm. I got you. All right. This may be against my better judgment. Trey, what are your gut feelings this week?
Okay, I got two gut feelings.
Yes, sir.
My first gut feeling, Jordan Akins will score a touchdown this week.
Jordan Akins?
Yep, Jordan Akins.
All right.
My second gut feeling is that you'll have a special guest at the during the break.
I saw who it was.
That's not a gut feeling.
Okay, can I?
That's something you know for certain.
Okay, never mind. Do you have a? Can I get another gut feeling?
Sure, why not?
I have a gut feeling that Justin Verlander will sign with the New York Mets.
Justin Verlander to the Mets. Wow. Okay.
I still have Justin Verlander signing somewhere else. I don't know where that would be. The candidates would be what? The Mets, the Yankees, the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the Orioles.
Oh, I got one more gut feeling.
Yeah, go ahead.
Argentina wins the World Cup.
Is that a big one or is that a semi-big one?
I think they're Brazil's the favorites.
What about England? What about Sancho? Do you think Sancho comes in and
who?
You know, you got Sancho and Mane and
I got a gut feeling for you. Every U.S. soccer fan in Houston is going to go to all these bars and wear their U.S. flags, and the U.S. soccer team is going to disappoint once again.
Of course.
And
it's going to be a bunch of, we suck, we continue to underperform, why doesn't Team USA do any better? Guaranteed.
Yeah, they're not very good.
It doesn't matter. They better not wear that jersey when they play England.
At least they're in the World Cup.
That's true. They made it. Didn't the FIFA like expand it just for them to make it?
Make a gut feeling on this. What kind of international sports publicity will this be with them? And I shouldn't say international. In the United States, knowing that we've got football, basketball, college football, college basketball going on right now. Will it resonate in the sports landscape?
Yes.
I think so.
Like unbelievably real?
No, not unbelievable. I don't think they're going to go on a crazy run. Yeah, I think people embrace the World Cup, Matt. I know you're a soccer hater.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, Lord.
Soccer sucks.
No, it doesn't.
It sucks. It's boring. They fake injuries all the time.
So NFL doesn't do that?
No.
I saw Emmanuel Sanders do that once. I saw him fake
I've never
an injury.
Seen an NFL player ever fake an injury ever.
I saw Emmanuel Sanders do it right in front of my eyes. He faked an injury so the Broncos could get a timeout.
Yeah, people fake injuries so they can get timeouts in football every week.
The rules suck. The sport is boring. It's just a crappy sport.
That's your opinion.
It's not a very good opinion.
It's a wonderful opinion shared by most of America.
It's a wrong opinion, but that's okay.
All right, we'll come back and hear some gut feelings from our audience coming up in a moment. Our time is 1:13. It is the Matt Thomas Show with a message here for Ron Hoover RV and Marine. If you are floating it or towing it, Ron Hoover is going to have you covered by simply going to ronhoover.com. There are locations all throughout the Houston area, too. There's one in the Lake Conroe area. There's one in Galveston. There's Lamarck. There's Katy. And certainly online at ronhoover.com. Great deals on 2023 models are available for you right now at Ron Hoover. That includes beautiful-looking boats, beautiful RVs, and if you're looking for vacations for the summertime, for the first of the year, getting your family together on the open road, this is where it's at. It's at Ron Hoover RV and Marine. Check out their locations online at ronhoover.com. Great customer service. And you're going to be dealing with the number one RV and marine dealer, and they've been that way for 35 years because they know how Texans like to vacation. That's ronhoover.com. All right, we made our gut feelings known. I was all over the place this week. A lot of Texans gut feelings, a little bit of Astros. Yes.
Well, you had 2 weeks' worth of gut feelings to get out.
I did. I had to get it out of my... Do you think Brian Ausmus is seriously a contender for the job?
I guess. Whatever. And Crane, we trust...
Remember, we don't care how the sausage is made. Were people saying that 10 years ago?
People have been saying that for a long time. I think it's an old phrase.
Maybe I'm just late to it.
Well, you're late to a lot of things.
I don't think so. I don't think I'm late to meals.
Yeah. Well, not those. pop culture-wise.
713-21.
Those good times references just don't hit like they used to.
Speaking of that. I had a weird dream last night. Real fast, we'll go to phone calls.
All right. What were you and Thelma doing?
I was at my mom's house.
Okay.
And I couldn't find my clothes to gather up to go to either work or school somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And Dee Wallace was in my house.
Who's that?
She's the mom that was in the movie E.T.
Okay.
I think her name is Dee Wallace.
Yeah, it looks like it. She was also in The Howling.
Yeah.
And Cujo.
And I said, Dee Wallace, I said, Dee, this is an honor. You're helping me try to find.
What?
I swear to God, this really happened. I said, I am so honored. You're helping me try to find my clothes. And I said, you played in one of the greatest movies of all time. She goes, I'm so sick of talking about that movie. That movie was so overrated. I said, you will never speak like that again about E.T.
E.T.? Properly rated, I guess. I haven't seen it properly rated.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
It's kind of mid.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. What's the matter with you? By the way, Drew Barrymore, hot and cold for me. Suddenly hot right now.
What do you mean?
I agree.
Why would she ever be cold?
She was cold for a while.
What are you talking about?
The cocaine era was pretty bad.
No.
Yeah, when she was on the drugs.
What do you mean? It was the best
now
era.
She did flash Dave Letterman back in the day. Which
yeah,
was,
why'd she do that?
Because she was feeling something for David Letterman.
Didn't Madonna do that too?
They all do it for Letterman. Apparently,
I think just her and Madonna.
Apparently he was the Pete Davidson back in the day.
You think so?
I don't think. I mean, I don't know so.
He was kind of a bad person to women, though.
Emily Ratajkowski.
She's not that hot.
Oh, Lord. You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
She just.
But back to Dee Wallace. Dee Wallace was in my dream last night, and I was telling her how great E.T. was.
One of the hottest models on the planet.
She
was
no part of it.
Like,
Well, teach his own. Everybody's got different styles, different tastes.
That's all right. Trey definitely has different.
I thought that was that girl from Shameless.
No, she's dead.
Really?
Brittany Murphy's dead.
No, not Brittany Murphy. The the sister on Shane. Oh, yeah. Emily Ratajkowski is pretty attractive.
All right. Good job, Trey.
Thanks, Trey, for jumping in on that one.
We need a sounder for every time Trey gets something wrong. Who did he say was dead and they were alive? He pulled a Ross.
He does have a lot of RIPs when people are dead. All right, to the phones we go. Tom in downtown. Tom, what's in your gut this week?
Well, I'm going to take credit for calling Yuli Gurriel returning to form after the All-Star break with his playoff run. And speaking of Yuli, I am going to predict he will be a Kansas City Royal.
Yuli Gurriel, the
Royals? Are you in a urinal?
Yeah, where are you, by the way? Are you in some tunnel?
Yeah, I'm in a hallway.
Hmm. You at the courthouse? You getting prosecuted again?
Are you
yeah, right.
Play, when you get there, plead no contest. Trust me, it'll be a much better draw for you.
You got it.
See you, Tom. All right. Yuri Gurriel of the Kansas City Royals. That feels a very royalish type move, does it not? Cheap guy, first base, DH kind of thing. Feels very royally.
Yeah. Royal-esque. Royalish.
Very 70 and 92 type team.
Mm-hmm. They're improving.
And then Yuli comes back, gets a standing ovation, video tribute.
Of course. With his hair.
Will I get a video tribute when I leave Houston?
From who?
From anybody. Rockets, Astros, Texans, Cougars, Houston Radio Hall of Fame, Texas Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we should get you on the Houston Radio Hall of Fame.
There's no such thing.
At the very least.
There's no such
thing. Oh, you know what? We should make one just for you.
You know, there's a Houston media... Houston Astros Media Hall of Fame, Wall of Fame.
Yes. Is it at the Milo Hamilton press box, right?
Yes, it's in there, yeah. And I actually know quite a few people that are on that list.
Yeah, I don't think you need to be in there.
Why not?
What'd you do for the Astros?
I did 20 years of pre- and post-game shows.
Yeah, that's
much of that was slop.
That's on 740 and 790. They need to honor you. That's not Astros.
Yeah, but Kevin Eschenfelder is in the Wall of Fame. He didn't work for the Astros directly.
Wait, Esch is in there?
Yeah.
For what?
Mark Berman's on there. Mark Berman didn't work today for the Astros.
Hey, back a bunch.
No, Chris Berman.
Chris Berman.
Mark Berman's been elbowing people in the ribs trying to get sound for 30 years.
So that's what all it takes for me to get in the Wall of Fame is to elbow people and to interrupt people? Hey, what are your thoughts about this? What are your emotions? What are your emotions?
I'm not trying to be, I love Esch. What did he do for the...
He's done pre and post for 30 years.
Okay, on TV?
Yeah.
For 30 years?
Been that long, yeah.
No way. Yeah. How old is Esch? He looks young.
He's in his early 50s.
Oh, he looks way younger than you.
Hey, I'm in the room.
I'm sorry. That's what I thought. That's what came to my mind.
I look my age?
No, I think you look a little younger, but I think he looks a few years younger than you.
Ugh.
You look 49. He looks 40.
Jesus.
Three.
Christ.
What do you mean? That's a compliment.
I'm 50. You said I look 49. That's not a compliment.
That's not?
No. It's like saying you look all right.
You don't look a day over 46.
Stop it.
What do you want me to say?
Whatever you're saying is not right.
You asked a question, I answered
it.
I'm sorry.
It's my fault for that one. Let's go to, in terms of longest wait, John in Spring of the Matt Thomas Show. John, what is your gut feeling this week? John.
Hey! Hello.
You're on.
Hey, Matt, sorry. I was on the Chick-fil-A drive-thru, so I missed you for a second.
Sure.
Yes, sir. Well, my gut feeling is Astros first base, I don't think it's going to be Anthony Rizzo. I think if we have the money and it's close, we're going to go after Jose Abreu. And maybe, or sign Yuli Gurriel. So it's a double gut feeling, but I don't think Anthony Rizzo will be an Astro in 2022.
That's fair to say. Very easily for you to say. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate you listening. And it's our pleasure to have you on the show. You get that?
Yeah. No, thank you.
No, our pleasure.
Oh, our pleasure, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a Chick-fil-A reference.
Chick-fil-A joke. They've been screwing up my orders lately.
There's no chance.
Oh, yeah.
How do you screw that up? They don't mess up at Chick-fil-A.
No, I don't know.
I think you mumble your way through the drive-thru order.
Off of Westheimer by the store that rhymes with Margit.
All right, let's go to Danny on 790. Hello, Danny.
How y'all doing today?
Wonderful.
Yes, my gut feeling on something. I wonder if Tillman Petita knows that the Cougars and Rockets played at the same time last night, and they're going to play again at the same time tomorrow night. I wonder why we can't spread that out sometime in Houston.
Because
that's all I got to say.
Thank you. The Because the Cougars don't call the Rockets and say, what time are you playing? Oh, we'll smooth it around. The Rockets don't call the Cougars. Yeah.
Well, doesn't the NBA decide the schedule?
They decide the dates, yeah.
Yeah, the dates.
For sure.
And then the Rockets want to play at 7, whereas in Dallas, you play at 7:30.
Yeah. I'm a 7 o'clock guy myself.
Oh, yeah. Let's do 6:30.
I think a 4:35 start wouldn't be terrible. Get home in time for dinner?
Yeah, there you go.
Dave is with us on 790. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how goes it?
Good.
This might need a little time, but I'll go quick as I can. Okay, it's the first time I heard Trey on the radio. It took me back to 50 years ago when I was in the radio business. And the first thing they told me was, do not get on the air. And the reason I say that is because when I heard Trey's voice, I said, how does this guy get on the air? Because I remember back in the day, even if you had a good voice, you know, if they told you don't go on the air, you didn't go on the air. So I formulated this gut feeling, and that is you don't have Trey there. This is my gut feeling. You don't have Trey there for any other reason except for comic relief. That's my gut feeling. True or false?
I think he does a great job running the board, booking guests, runs a tight board, always runs the brakes on time.
Never dead air.
Always tells us our lives in perfect order. Never misses one. Nope. He's just, we call him Mr. Attention to Detail.
We call him Mr. Accuracy.
Yes.
Okay. I still think it's comic relief.
All right. Thanks, Brett. Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
That hurts.
Speaking of hurting, Brad, what the hell were you thinking that Justin Verlander was going to pick up his option year? What were you seriously thinking?
That he's worth maybe $30 million, but not much more. And if he wants more, he's like Scherzer. He can't make it in the playoffs. You got to make it in the playoffs. Can't be injured for 2 years and take the Astros' money. That's not fair. No. $30 million maybe. But, yeah, you're right. Maybe a little bit more than 25, but in the 30s. If he wants more than that, he's an old man. Anything can happen. I don't care what he says. He needs his sleep, and that helps. No. He's not worth more. It's just like y'all were saying, too many other players on the team. We need. That was one of my gut feelings. We're going to make a splash in either first base or the outfield. Somebody that's a known name out there is we're gonna get. That's where our money's going to go. And we got plenty of pitchers. There's no reason for Verlander. I mean, that's why I thought he might pick up his option. Do us right. He's not really. Hey, didn't the guy for the Dodgers, $20 million a year. Is Verlander that much better? I mean, I know maybe he's a little better, but not a lot. So, I mean, that's what I was thinking. But anyway, my one gut feeling is that the Astros are going to get – they're going to make a splash. I think that's part of the reason the owner, Crane, got rid of the GM, because he was a little – he got little no-names and stuff that weren't that splashy, and they weren't at the speed that he wanted them. And he probably was like – and he couldn't do anything, so that's probably why he wants to do it and whatever. But that's my one gut feeling. The other one, I think it's time. I think the Dolphins are taking over the AFC East. The Buffalo Bills are starting to slide a little bit, and if the Dolphins just tighten up their defense, I truly believe, Ross, and I predicted Tua would have top three in the percentage by the end of the year. And it looks like, I don't know how the Chiefs quarterback Mahomes is doing, but besides Mahomes, I think Tua, let me say his name, Tua is like second best quarterback out there. I mean, he is awesome. I mean, I watch the games now, and he is unbelievable, and the receivers. They got that running back from San Francisco. I think it's time for the Dolphins to take over first place in the AFC East.
All right, we'll leave it at that. 1:30. Those are the gut feelings of the week. You guys can jump in right now on anything else in the world of your life.
He's number one in quarterback rating. That's what he did say. I do have that.
That is a huge miss by about everybody in the football world.
I have that in the archives. September 20th, he said two will be top three in the quarterback rankings.
So you and Brad are now besties now. I like that.
Top three quarterback in the NFL. Maybe that's what he said. He said quarterback ranking is what I read, not quarterback rating.
It's still ahead.
He also had the Dolphins making a wild card, which is looking
good. That's going to look really, really good. Man, Brad's bringing sports takes to the show?
He just had Justin Verlander opting out, which is just...
Opting in.
I mean, opting in.
Yeah.
Which is just ridiculous and was never going to happen.
Correct. 131 Sports Talk 790.
Where I got to talk to you about your health and well-being. And when I talk to you about that, I'm talking about Synergenics, which you can find at endmylowt.com. How have your sleep cycles been? Have you been totally normal, 8+ hours a night, and you're all good, and everything's, you wake up with full of energy and spring out of bed? That's awesome if that's how you are. If you're not, you feel like you've been having some challenges in the bedroom, feeling sluggish, experiencing a lack of focus. It's affecting your regular day-to-day life and your work and your relationships. Could be low testosterone, and low testosterone is something that is very, very common. It can affect all guys. The difference is something deciding to do something about it, and that's where you go to endmylowt.com. You type that in your browser. You find all the locations that Synergenics has all over town. If you can hear my voice, there's one near you. You're going to book an appointment. Treatments are covered by most insurances. They're going to check your levels. You have different types of testosterone at different levels. They're going to tailor treatments based on your specific needs. Then you're going to get better energy, better mood, increased sex drive, and an overall improvement to quality of your life. Do not let low T burden your life any further. You can get your game back with Synergenics by going to endmylowt.com. That's endmylowt.com for Synergenics.
I wish there was a summer breeze here. This is a cold wind is what it is. 137 on the Matt Thomas Show, Sports Talk 790, 713-212-5790. What is on your mind today? How about the U of H Cougars taking on the Tulsa Golden Hurricane November the 26th at TDEC Stadium in the Saturday after Thanksgiving? What a way to, wonderful way to spend a Saturday after Thanksgiving. Watching two high-profile football teams get in the battle in the gridiron.
Who is it?
Houston and Tulsa?
That should be a great game.
Why not? Every game the Cougars play is great. As long as officiating is on the up and up. And when it's not, usually the Cougars on the short end of things. I have a pair of tickets I want to give away to that game right now.
Okay.
Because I love people.
Good.
All we want to do here on the Matt Thomas Show is give.
Great.
So if you are the ninth caller, and you can go Saturday, November 26th, either at 6 or 6:30 is the start time for that game.
It's up in the air?
Yeah, one of the networks and doesn't matter what number they're going to be on. Okay. So 6 or 6:30.
Well, ESPN Plus or?
No, it's either ESPN 2 or ESPN U, the real ESPN.
I think they're going to be on OWN, I think, is what I heard.
Is that the Oprah Winfrey Network?
Yeah.
I thought that was America First or Own America. Oh.
Not O-A-N-N.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Ninth caller to 713-212-5790, 713-212-5790. We have a pair of tickets for you to see the Houston Cougars take on the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes from your friends at Sports Talk 790. It is senior night. Here's the reality about the, you know, and look, the state of Texas football right now, Baylor got its ass kicked this weekend.
TCU's doing well. TCU's
doing very, very well. A&M's a dumpster fire. Texas is meddling, right?
Middling.
Middling, meddling, same difference.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the reality, and I hate to say this. I was thinking about this last night. If there was a preseason prediction for the Big 12 next year, I think my Cougars would finish dead last.
I'm sorry. Could you say that one more time?
I can't lie to the audience.
What'd you say?
Would predicted to finish last.
Hmm.
Am I right?
I don't know. I guess Kansas is better.
Texas, Oklahoma,
yeah.
Kansas,
mm-hmm.
Kansas State, TCU, Baylor, UCF, Cincinnati, BYU. It'd be basically between Iowa State and Houston for last place in the league.
Yeah, Iowa State's 1-6 right now.
Yeah.
In Big 12.
Yeah.
West Virginia's maybe not going to be good.
Okay, so it's a three-way race. Hopefully it won't be the case.
God, what a middling league this whole thing is anyways.
Not really.
Yeah.
Baylor's going bowling. Kansas
six
going
and
bowling.
Four. Yeah, you're going to have...
You're going to have 6 or 7 teams going bowling.
You're going to have 7 bowl teams.
Yeah.
Maybe 8.
Not terrible.
Yeah, but nobody's really good.
TCU going to be playing for the national championship.
TCU, and then that's it. Kansas State is meh.
How's Oklahoma doing this year?
They are 2-5 in conference, 5-5 overall. They might not be bowl eligible, but they should be. They've got Oklahoma State left, and then who else? Texas Tech.
Yeah, Bedlam's this weekend.
Yeah. It's a week early? Or is this rivalry week? Rivalry week.
The next 2 weeks are big because you have you have a lot of those, you know, Iron Bowl type things on Thanksgiving weekend too. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
And then the Texas Longhorns traditional matchup the day after Thanksgiving with
the Baylor Bears.
Baylor Bears.
Right here on 790.
That's right.
In the 11 o'clock time slot.
Oh, is that locked in at 11 a.m.?
Oh, yeah, it's locked in.
Hmm. Okay.
So they better
get, you know what? So no show?
They better draw some ratings. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I might have a nightcap then. I might try to go to that game.
No, the Rockets play that night?
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
I hope so. Just so I can try to go to the game. Get somebody else on pre and post. We'll put Trey on the launch pad.
That'd be great.
Be a lot of references to like mid-90s players.
Think so?
Like Buck Johnson, if you will.
Hmm. Okay.
Maybe a Dirk Minifield.
Not familiar with his work.
I think it was
before
Dirk
my
Minifield.
Time.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it was.
I thought it was Kurt Minifee.
No, that's the guy who works on Fox.
Oh. All right.
Be a little pervert short Mike Woodson references. Late 80s Rockets
basketball.
Hey, watch
your language.
What? What'd I say?
Purvis? Short?
Never Nervous Purvis? You know him, Purvis. He still hangs around the Rockets all the time.
Well, good for him.
By the way, Rockets play the Pacers on Friday. That's when Elvin Hayes gets his jersey retired, which is cool, point number one. And number, don't you? That's
a
my guy.
It's a little weak.
It's my guy.
It's a little weak. He can be your guy.
He was original Houston Rocket.
Yes.
Play for the Rockets three
like,
times.
He had like three good seasons for the Rockets.
Hey, three is plenty. He was one of the original Houston Rockets. But they're also wearing the old school San Diego jerseys for the first time ever.
He played for them 4 seasons at the beginning of his career and then 3 at the end when he wasn't very good.
What was his career numbers as a Rocket?
As a Rocket, 20 points per game, 572 games.
That's a lot of games. Yeah. So shut your bum ass up. That's my guy.
Eh.
Don't you miss
retire? Does anybody associate the number 44 with Elvin Hayes and the Rockets?
No,
he's the Big E.
Yeah,
we know that.
I'm aware of his nickname, yes, Trey. Yes. Thank you.
He's a bullet.
Yeah, he's a bullet legend.
His best years were the Bullet.
You won a championship over there.
Okay, I agree with Ross.
Justin Verlander's best years as a Tiger. Doesn't mean he can't be recognized as a great Astro either.
They're going to retire his number 35?
Oh, probably so.
Jim Crane will do that.
I was going to say Jim will do that.
Well, Jim Crane's running the ship, and that's fine.
Jim Crane is running things. So says Jeff Passan.
It passes
along with Reggie Jackson. How did Reggie Jackson get in the mix?
I don't know.
It's so weird.
It's a little bizarre.
And the man is like, how old is Reggie? 73, 74, somewhere in that range?
Somewhere.
And he is yielding a lot of power.
And all you talk to him about is his candy bar. He's 76.
Well, there were some things I couldn't bring up.
Like what?
Like ownership and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So it's fine.
I was like, is there some kind of dark Reggie Jackson history I'm not aware of?
He's tried for years to get a major league team and was unsuccessful.
Hmm.
Sort of like Jim Crane, frankly. It took a long time for him to get a major league baseball. He wanted to buy the Cubs many moons ago. Remember that? He was in on trying to buy the Cubs and couldn't get them?
Oh.
But now
no,
he's the Astros
that.
Owner and everything is
I didn't know he was Puerto Rican.
Reggie Jackson?
Well, his dad was half Puerto Rican.
He's not very tall. How tall is Reggie Jackson?
His dad, Martinez Jackson, half Puerto Rican, worked as a tailor and played for the New York Eagles of the Negro League Baseball.
Imagine that. The things you learn.
Wow.
How tall is Reggie Jackson?
I don't know.
5'8", 5'9", somewhere in that
is
range?
Is he really that short?
I don't think he's that super big.
Google says 6 foot.
Oh, okay. Well, a little taller than that then.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest left-handed swings in Major League Baseball history.
Mm.
Not as good as Ken Griffey's, but pretty damn close.
Griffey's number one. And then, of course, number two,
Jose Cruz.
Kyle Tucker.
Jose Cruz.
No, Ted Williams.
The leg kick.
Ted Williams.
Oh, Jose Cruz better than Ted Williams.
What?
On the leg kick.
That might be the... Oh, on the leg kick?
On the leg kick.
Not at baseball.
Not in baseball,
but the leg kick was better.
Okay.
You're talking leg kicks.
All right.
Jose got
like
to beat.
Jim Leyritz had a leg kick. That didn't mean he had a great swing.
But Jose Cruz had a better leg kick than Jim Leyritz did. But sweetest left-handed swing of all time for me is Ken.
Of course.
Yeah, it's KG3 or KG2. I don't know what I'm saying. Sorry.
Thanks, Trey.
All right.
He wore 24, didn't he?
Yeah, KG24 is what I meant to say.
All right. 1:45, it is the Matt Thomas Show, Sports Talk 790, 713-212-579. I'll give away those Cougar tickets, so if you're trying to call in, don't do it. We'll give away some more later this week. We're also giving away some MLB The Show video games tomorrow on the radio program. You ready for that?
Yes.
And we got your Shut Your Bum Ass Up coming up on the show tomorrow.
Wonderful.
And we got Jonathan Alexander coming up in about 45 minutes from now.
Can't wait.
Texans football here. 1:45, Sports Talk 790. Silverleaf Medical Clinic is the clinic you can go to if you are trying to solve your erectile dysfunction. Call them today. Visit with a counselor right now. And you can do that by getting on the phone and calling and scheduling a consultation right now to visit with one of their physician's assistants. That is 713-843-7000. 713-843-7000. Silverleaf Medical Clinic will provide the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy designed to improve blood flow and reverse ED and restore natural performance in the bedroom. This form of treatment has been studied extensively and proven to be extremely effective in the treatment of ED for all ages. 713-843-7000. That's 713-843-7000. Get a free visit with a medical doctor, free blood flow ultrasound, and a special gift that will produce instant results in the bedroom. It's valued at $500. You get it right now for free when you schedule a consultation to 713-843-7000. 713-843-7000 and online, SilverleafMedicalClinic.com. It is the Matt Thomas Show for this Tuesday. We'll talk some Texans football with Jonathan Alexander coming up at 2:30 this afternoon. Tomorrow I'll be in Dallas with the Rockets doing the show from up there, getting you ready for Houston versus Dallas. Rockets last night fall to the L.A. Clippers. That's their third in a row, and unfortunately they're off to a 2-12 start in this young NBA season. Growing pains. Very painful at times, and right now kind of extra grumpy the folks were last night after the performance against the local football basketball team. Let's go to Robert, South Houston, on the Matt Thomas Show. Robert, how are you?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I have a couple thoughts about the Texans. I hear everybody, like, giving slack to hate, I guess, to Lovie Smith. And I don't think it's really fair because, you know, he got the team at a really bad situation. You know, I mean, the Texans went 4-12 with Deshaun Watson at quarterback. I mean, and for them to lose Deshaun Watson, obviously they're going to be a really bad team. And, you know, we gave the Astros a chance to rebuild. We're giving the Rockets a chance to rebuild now. And, I mean, I think the Texans, if they get a quarterback in the draft and a good defensive piece, I mean, shouldn't Lovie Smith get at least one more year with better pieces? And I think Trey does a phenomenal job, and I think you guys should try to find a way to get him permanent into the show because he's awesome.
All right, I'll
hang up and listen.
Thank you, Robert. A little bit of a difference here on Lovie Smith. Lovie Smith was never supposed to be the head football coach of this team. Let's not waste time discussing that Lovie Smith was a prime candidate. The only reason why Lovie Smith is the head coach of the Houston Texans is because of the Flores lawsuit, the Brian Flores lawsuit with the Miami Dolphins and the NFL, and which also involved the Texans. The Texans were going to hire Josh McCown because that was Jack Easterby's boy. Period, end of story. Lovie Smith was not on the radar. He was the right place and at the right time. Lovie Smith had not been considered as a head coaching possibility anywhere else. He wasn't considered a candidate to be the head coach of the Houston Texans. This was, what are we going to do to save face here, facing a mounting trouble of a PR disaster, hiring a coach that had never been a coach before, and on top of that, hiring an Easterby guy that, you know, that Jack liked, that nobody else seemed to understand why he was liked so much, because of the Easterby effect. The reason why Lovey's not going to get the benefit of the doubt and not get the time is because everybody and their mother, this includes Caserio, and I believe it includes even Cal McNair, knows that when this team is good again, when it is going to be good again, whomever, however long it's going to take, it will not have Lovie Smith as head football coach. Lovie Smith's best days as a head coach are well behind him. He did not succeed in Tampa Bay. He was terrible at Illinois. And clearly he doesn't have a lot here, but there are things that are going on here that, I mean, I don't know. If Lovey made all the right moves, would this team have maybe one more win? Maybe.
I think it was a bad decision. Some of the ones we can point to, like the punting at the end of the Colts game.
Right.
I would just say playing conservatively in general, especially when you're a bad team, I feel like.
And Pep Hamilton's been awful. I don't know. I put this on my Twitter account all the time. Maybe some Pep Hamilton talk. For the Nimrods in this marketplace that have spent a lot of time bragging about how great Pep Hamilton is, you're very stupid. If you ever spend any time talking about how innovative Pep Hamilton is, you're not very bright. You just aren't.
I think of him as just a guy. I don't think of him as terrible or I don't think of him as great. He doesn't have a lot to work with. The offensive line is meh. You've got enough. You don't have a good quarterback. You have a great running back.
You play Rex Burkhead too much.
He got one carry.
No, there's been more than one carry. There's been a lot of times where Rex Burkhead's been on the field way more often. And look, granted, I understand you have to have a second running back. That's on the organization to find a better second running back. That's on Caserio. And then it's on, frankly, Pep Hamilton for giving Rex Burkhead even three or four real meaningful opportunities to help this football team. He just doesn't do it. So I'm not. So to give you the long-winded answer to your question, the fact of the matter is, Ross, the future of this team will be led by a coach that's not here right now. And I believe in my mind, you can agree with me or disagree if you want to, that it slows down the process. It slows down the rebuild when you don't have your guy.
Yeah, but they weren't going to be good this year anyways. So I'm actually, at the end of the day, Lovie Smith wasn't who they wanted, but you end up with him as your head coach. Somebody's going to be the fall guy and take the axe. You need somebody to hold over until you get the guy that you want. And Lovie Smith is basically the holdover. He's the placeholder right now.
I wonder
now.
If Bo Porter was that guy with the Astros.
Yeah, Bo Porter. Brad Mills to an extent.
Is Steven Silas that guy with the Rockets?
I don't think Steven Silas going to be here when the Rockets are really good in a couple years? Doesn't feel like it.
But at least the Rockets wanted Steven Silas. The Texans didn't even want.
No.
Didn't even want Lovie Smith until they were forced to grab him. Do you think he's one and done? Any chance that he's one and done?
Gosh.
It's happened before.
Can you fire a coach 3 years in a row?
Yeah, you can.
That's Cleveland Browns territory.
It's old Niners territory.
I guess you can, because it's not like Lovie Smith is a guy. It's not like they're going to be good this year. They're going to end up winning 2-3 games. Hopefully 5, but not going
to
happen.
They have to go 4-4 the rest of the way to get to 5.
It's not happening.
It's not happening.
No.
Can we go and get our dinner before Christmas?
No, we've got to wait till I'm mathematically eliminated.
And then we can go.
There are some winnable games left on the schedule.
Name them.
This week is winnable.
No.
You're 3-point dogs at home? How's that not winnable?
The Commodores. The Commanders looked great yesterday.
Yeah, I thought Lionel Richie looked great.
Lionel Richie said it was easy, like Sunday morning.
Yes.
I stole that from Gordy, because Gordy called them the Commodores this week, too.
Oh, okay.
Shows I'm listening to their show.
They're built like a brick house?
They're not built like a brick house. It is a winnable game this week, but the Commanders went to Philadelphia. How embarrassing would that be for them to lose to the Texans after going to Philadelphia and knocking off an undefeated team?
Week to week, that's what the NFL is.
Week to week.
They're going to lose to, the rest of the schedule. Winnable games.
Yes.
Commanders.
Yes.
Dolphins.
No.
No. Browns at home.
Winnable.
Probably not. I mean, Deshaun coming back.
Yeah, it's winnable.
Unless you think he faltered. Okay, that's two. At the Cowboys.
Nope.
Home for the Chiefs.
No.
At the Titans.
No.
Home for the Jags.
Yes, that's three.
At the Colts. That's winnable.
Jeff Saturday playing for a job there?
Man, they have to win all four.
They have to win all four of the sort of winnable games.
It's not happening.
159, Sports Talk 790 with a word for partnersinbuilding.com. These are the wonderful people that have said, Matt, please send your listeners to us. We want to build them a beautiful custom home. And I'm like, sure, I'll be happy to do that for you. Because Partners in Building build these amazing custom homes in areas like West U, Friendswood, Sugar Land, Sweetwater, Med Center, Oak Forest, West U, Memorial Villages, all points in between. And the folks at Partners in Building always, always, always work with you to keep your project on time and, most importantly, on budget. They are the number one custom builder in Texas, and they've been that way since 1986. They'll design your home from scratch based on your budget and your style.